And tuberculosis, or TB as some people know it, remains an epidemic in much of the world, causing the deaths of nearly 1.5 million people each year, now mostly in developing countries. Now, on The Breakfast Show this morning, we talked to experts on tuberculosis, and we have Rita Charles. She's a tuberculosis and HIV coordinator, State Ministry of Health, and Lucia Akala is a clinician, and they joined me to discuss about the current progress and challenges in the treatment of tuberculosis. Good morning, ladies, and it's good to have you.
Yes, good morning. This is Dr. Rita Charles Gully.
Yes.
Happy to join you.
Right, and happy to have you this morning. Yes, just to start with, what is tuberculosis?
Okay, briefly, tuberculosis is a chronic infection caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis.
Yes.
Yeah. In other term, we can say the tuberculosis, or in Arabic, here marad muzmin bitsabiba ha bacteria muayyan to the mycobacteria.
Please go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tuberculosis is inhalation of a tiny particle pass through a sick person to other, or coughing or sneezing or singing or even laughing.
Okay, so yeah. It's an airborne disease.
Yes.
Right. Now, Madame Lucia, how is it spread, and what are the signs and symptoms of tuberculosis?
Okay, thank you. It is caused by inhalation of particles coughed up by someone who is infected by TB. Mm-hmm. And the signs and symptoms for TB are usually cough for more than 2 weeks. Sometimes there is loss of weight, loss of appetite, tiredness, and shortness of breath.
Right. So if anybody out there has had a cough for 2 weeks, they should be worried they're actually having TB. Is that the case?
Yeah, that may be the case. But the problem is the patient who has coughed for more than 2 weeks should immediately come to the facility for the sputum to be tested, so that we confirm whether it is TB or just mere infection.
Right. Dr. Rita, it's okay if you want to speak in Arabic, but
yes,
my questions will come to you in English.
Yes.
So there has been concerns over drug resistance on the TB strain. Is there a reason for South Sudan to worry about this?
Yeah, for sure. This has been a challenge. Now, challenging the treatment and management of tuberculosis in general.
Right.
For drug-resistant TB, it's really a challenge. Now, if you encounter with somebody with drug resistant, definitely you will get the drug resistant TB from the beginning.
Right. So, how what causes it? Like, what makes you get resistant, Lucia? Please.
Okay. For someone to get resistance, usually we have at least 2 causes. Sometimes man-made, and sometimes the program itself. Why I say man-made? Sometimes I'm prescribed some drugs for TB.
Yeah.
I will not be able to take these drugs on time. And sometimes maybe a patient has problems in absorption of drugs.
Right.
This will automatically lead the patient for resistance. Another reason is why I say the program. Sometimes the drugs are not there on time, and sometimes even the quality of drugs are not suitable for treating TB, and sometimes the storage of drugs can lead even for, even if the patient takes these drugs, they will not be effective.
Yeah. Right, and I do not know if this is a myth, but as experts, you need to come in. Why is TB usually associated with HIV?
TB is usually associated with HIV due to reduction in immune system.
Yes.
All right, yeah. So Vivita, would you like to come in Arabic?
Yes.
Mungkin be Arabic?
This is the common thing. Al-mana, bikun fi naqs fi al-mana, aw naqs had fi al-mana. So al-mana, here bitmassal al-defense, aw so here al-protective. Yeah,
the body system.
The body system,
right.
Yeah. So once your mana,
your immune system
is now very low, so you are prone for every kind of disease.
So once you have HIV, anything can attack you, and that includes TB.
Exactly.
Right. So TB is it's something that is happening in our communities, and it looks like it has not, the Minister of Health has not so much invested in it, and even the awareness, a few people actually know about TB, and a few people know that when I have probably loss of weight, and when I have loss of appetite, and when I have fatigue, mm-hmm. and have had this cough for 2 weeks, I should go for a checkup and actually, if possible, get myself onto treatment. So what would the way forward be in this awareness and making this disease a reality to our people out there, Mrs. Lucia?
Thank you. In order for our community to know something about TB, health education must be intensified. Mm. We have gatherings like in the churches, in the funeral places, in the marriages, in any gathering. Sessions of health education must be intensified. And even in our facilities where we come from, we have sessions of health education. We usually talk to them about TB, how to get the TB, how to prevent and how to treat.
Right. And Miss Rita?
Yeah, Beziada Lakita, I was a Adifa Lainu. Kulu Shekhs Muharrat Laisaba Bemarad Sul, Aw Adderan. Yani Mafi Fiat Moyen. حتى الكوادر الصحية هم معرضين للإصابة بمرض السل عشان كده احنا محتاجين ان نكثر شفته يعني يكون بطريقة مكثف الاويرنس او الهناية التوعية للشعوب كل الاماكن.
Right. Now, as you said earlier, that this disease is airborne, so that means you cannot probably share a room with somebody who is infected. Can't that expose the patient to stigma? And if so, how do we fight stigma?
Automatically, this can expose a patient to stigma. But we encourage the safe cough etiquette. For example, in our communities, we have small buildings with small windows.
Mm. Yeah.
If you have a patient who has TB, we must tell the patient to observe safe cough etiquette, like when he coughs or sneezes, must cover the mouth.
Yeah.
Must not spit anyhow.
Right. Yeah. Right. Rita, please.
Yeah. What she is saying, this is what we need as a preventive mm-hmm. measures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The cough etiquette must be there, and we need to avoid the stigma, because this stigma is a is the great element to our progress.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. To the progress in the fight against tuberculosis. Yeah. So, how can we ensure that we create and promote the etiquette that you have talked about, where you don't have to just spit anyhow and make sure your sputum is put somewhere else where it can be disposed of? How do we encourage the people?
We need to educate them. Because not everyone knowing how the cough etiquette.
Mm.
In the beginning, you need to educate them.
Right.
And you offer them a tissue, like when you want to cough, you need to cover or to spit in good way. And you need to ensure the ventilation in the room side.
Right. And today is the International Day to commemorate, or actually the International World TB Day. On this day, what message do you have for the people out there, Lucia?
Thank you. The message I have for people out there, TB is knocking at everybody's door. All of us must be aware that TB is always there. We have to put our hands together to fight this TB, because it is not only in the facility that we get TB, it is not only in the facility that we find TB cases. Most of them are out there within the communities, so we must fight all this disease together.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you so much. And Ms. Rita?
Yeah, we want to say that TB is easily treated, so no need to be hesitated, because we have only a short period, like from 6 to 8 months of drug, you will get healed completely from TB.
Right. And ladies, thank you so much for making out time to come and speak to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And with me in the studio have been Lucia and also Rita. They are experts in the field of TB. And today is actually World TB Day, and we need to create more awareness out there. If you do have, like you said, the symptoms, if you've had a cough for a very long time, if you have fatigue, loss in appetite, loss in weight, make sure you do go to a health center and get checked up to actually confirm whether or not you have TB. And if you do, just get yourself on treatment. Like you had Rita saying, it's just 6 to 8 months of treatment and you will completely be healed from tuberculosis.